I had been dreaming I would go again. I felt that I could resist the urge no longer. My first encounter of the dwelling was 10 years ago. A group of us, all young teenagers, had walked for miles that afternoon. We often undertook such rambles, but on this particular day, we diverted from our usual route. As we trekked through the unfamiliar countryside, we came upon a wooded area wherein a small building nestled. The stone exterior walls were circular, topped by a conical thatched roof. There were two small unglazed windows furnished with wooden shutters. Between them stood a heavy, dark oak door, embellished with a hefty iron knocker. As we approached, we could see a mature man sat in a battered, much-used oak chair. On becoming aware of us, he stood, a person of towering height, which accentuated his striking appearance. With a long face framed by unshorn, dull blonde hair, piercing blue eyes and aquiline nose, he was majestic. Although in places his clothes were threadbare, in others patched or torn, this did not distract from his arresting presence. On reaching the dwelling, the man walked down a rough path towards us. At first, we were apprehensive,